This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, how wonderful that I can bring you a brand new series of the Daily Devotional Special. We just completed a series on resolving conflict, and this series seems to run beautifully in to the new series. This new series is simply titled Peace and Love, and today we are at part one. And we take a look at the letter from Jude, who is the brother of Jesus. There's only one chapter in Jude, and we'll start from verse 1 and go through to verse 2, and it says this. Greetings from Jude. This letter is from Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. I am writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. May God give you more mercy, peace, and love. How incredible. And you see, when you read that, when you think about that, that is Jude's prayer. Jesus' brother is praying for you, because this has been included in the canon of Scripture and is part of our Holy Bible. It is God's inspired, through the Holy Spirit, word of Him, word of Jesus. And I love it. You know, I've just played that interview from CBN, and I was delighted to bring that, and I just wanted to bring it so very much. And the reason, to encourage you with what is going on around the globe, and I will continue to do that. It is wonderful to know that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and the Father is on the throne. He knows what He's doing. We look at the world around us. We see all the conflict. We see all the fighting. We see all the evil. We see all the nastiness. We see all the violence. And we think, when is this going to end? And it seems to be exploding in so many ways. If you look at the news of what is going on in the news, car bombings all over the place, explosions, all of this stuff happening in the Middle East. Beloved, we were warned about this. Jesus said there will be wars and rumors of wars. We knew this was coming. But I just know in my spirit that the end is so near. And I believe this is why Jesus is appearing to these people across the globe now. Because the time is running out. They need to know. I would love to know exactly what Jesus has said to these people. Maybe that is not our business, none of our business. But as you heard in that interview, one woman was called by name. And she said, He knew me. He knew my name. He knew who I was. Of course He knows who you are. Beloved, if you have ever doubted in the power of Jesus because you are going through so much at the moment, know this. He knows every single thing about you. He really does. And this is so apt right now with what is going on in the world, with all the fighting, with all the wars, with all the rumors of wars, with all the hatred and the violence. Jude says this to us now. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. Mercy is so important because God Almighty Himself is so merciful to us, and it's mercy that we don't deserve, and it's all because of His grace, God's unmerited favor upon our lives. Mercy. Sometimes when you think of a friend that you haven't been merciful to, because you've just said, I want nothing more to do with that person. Not interested in that person anymore. Don't want grief in my life. And that person has been pushed away. Perhaps God Almighty Himself is saying to you, how about some mercy? And if you give people around you mercy, then I'm going to pour my peace and my love into you even more. You know, the opposite of war is peace. And as I've said, with all the wars that are happening at the moment, with all the battles and the violence, the opposite of that is peace. And God is saying to you, you need peace in your life. You need to be able to tap into that peace whenever you need to, beloved. And it's not difficult because it is there for the taking. Whenever you need it, it's there for the taking. And Jude himself is praying for you right now to receive more mercy, to receive more peace, and to receive more of his love. I know what it's like to receive God's love in such power. Because it happened to me for 7 days and seven nights. I received His power. And I received His love in such a measure. So much so that toward the end of the week, I was saying to the Lord, I can't take any more. But what a stupid prayer that was, because God Almighty Himself knows what I can take. He knows me better than anyone. Beloved, God knows you so very well. And he is saying to you during this daily devotional, during this part of Worship Radio 247, he is saying to you, listen to me. I know the problems that you have. I know the problems that you face. I know the issues in your life. I know what's happened to you. I know what's going to happen to you. Why don't you give it all to me? Why don't you resign from trying to fight? Why don't you just put aside all the battles and just allow me to pour my peace into your heart and into your life? And as I am speaking, beloved, I know this. As I am speaking to you, the peace is falling. I can sense it. I can sense it wherever you're listening to this broadcast, that the peace is falling upon you now. I know it. I know it. There's no point in you emailing me and saying, the peace wasn't falling for me, because I don't believe you. I know God's peace is falling. And with his peace, his love is falling. And it is filling you now full. Why do I know it? Because I do. And all you've got to do is just say thank you to the Lord. Just say thank you. I've said this on this broadcast many, many times before. How often do we spend time just thanking the Lord for what he is doing in our lives? Do you know why we don't? Because our lives are so clogged up with things that are going wrong. And we think we can't stand this any longer. We don't know what to do. So we try to work it out for ourselves. And we don't go to God and say, Lord, what do I do? We try to work it out for ourselves. And when we try to do that, that's when the peace goes. That's when God's love goes. Because we're doing it in our own strength. Instead of doing it in the strength of the living God. because that is what he has asked us to do. Jesus said these words, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And what Jesus is meaning by rest, love and peace. So you could even say, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you love. I'll give you peace. And I'll give it to you in abundance, because that is why I'm here, to give you an abundant life." Are you getting this today, beloved? Are you hearing this today, beloved? Know this, that your Lord Jesus Christ loves you so much that 2,000 years ago on the cross at Calvary, he gave up his life for you. Why? Because he wanted to, and he knew it was what the Father needed him to do. That was God's plan. And he says to you today, "You are my child. You are my child. And I want to fill you full of my peace. And I want to fill you full of my love. So that as you turn your eyes towards me and you sense this peace and you sense this love, you would make a decision that you will never turn away from my eyes. Because whilst you gaze into my eyes and you keep your eyes firmly fixed upon me, I will do all that is necessary to help you through this life. Why? Because I love you. I love you with an unconditional love that can never be broken. You are my precious child." In Isaiah, the first chapter, no, Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and verse 4, he says, "You are precious to me. You are honored, and I love you." Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Lord God, we give you the glory and the honor that is due your holy name, and we say to you, we will follow you until the day you take us from this earth, or until the day that you come back into your hands. We commend us, Lord. We commend our spirits. And we commend our lives. Because you alone are God. And we acknowledge that. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.